Welcome to the Four Credits Podcast. It is August 19th.
It is.
2013. And I'm Matt, and he's Chris.
Hello, everybody. And my cat is in my wieners. My hot dogs.
Oh, man.
Hey!
Don't you hate that when your cat attacks your wiener?
Your pussy attacks your wiener? Yeah. Hey, what's up, dude?
He's avoiding that.
Stay out of my hot dogs. He's a snitch, he is.
So, yeah, it's been a crazy week for the podcast here, because there are games. There are games to play. Suddenly, we woke up one morning, and we all of a sudden were like, oh, summer is over. The game season has begun. It was just like it dawned on me or something.
Yeah. It was just a massive explosion of games that are happening.
I just woke up, and this copy of Dragon Crown was in my lap. It's like, oh, shoot, I got to play this. And so I did. And so, yes, I have a review coming up.
Okay, fantastic. On the way, not this week.
No, today.
Oh, you do.
I played enough of it where I am comfortable reviewing that game.
Okay.
So I do have a review later. I also played like six other things. So I have a lot to talk about today. So thankfully it was a slow news week.
Fantastic.
What about you? What is your forecast?
I've got a little bit to talk about, but unfortunately on my end, well, fortunately and unfortunately, I've been practicing a lot for a Injustice competition that I'll be in at GameStop Expo.
Yeah. Can you believe it? We'll be in Vegas next week.
Oh, dude, I know.
We are 1 week away in a couple days from being in Las Vegas for 3 days or two and some hours.
Dude.
By the way, I found out that I did get a shift on Thursday, but it's a 12 to 6, and I think I'll be able to switch it to a closing shift.
Okay, because I was going to say, you're not going to be back at noon. Yeah.
I'm going to see who's closing that day and see if they want to swap me. They'll probably say yes, because a 12 to 6 is way better than a 7 to 1 a.m. So, yeah, let the cat out of the bag here. But, yeah, so I'll be able to hopefully switch that shift, and I'll have that morning. So, I'll be good. But other than that, I still have Tuesday and Wednesday off.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
So, well, that's good, because we will be in Vegas.
At the GameStop Expo. Yeah. It's open to the public, so if you guys are willing to drive that far or live nearby, come drop by, maybe give us a visit. We'll
be walking around in our Four Credits Podcast t-shirts, you know,
so you'll see us
having fun and doing, I don't know, we'll probably get in trouble. I plan to get kicked out to club.
Kicked out to club.
How awesome would that be, though?
That would not be awesome,
dude. Videotape it, stick it on YouTube. Crazy kid gets kicked out.
The only situation
out of...
I could see is that you and Shane do something bad at the VIP area and get kicked out of the VIP area. That's the only thing I could foretell. And then you'd have to hang out with the plebeians and me. So
you know what? Be that bad. Maybe I will get kicked out of the VIP area just because.
Just because, just to prove it. I didn't need your VIP club anyways.
And just like,
yeah.
I don't know, take a free bag of chips and, like, rip it open in front of them. Just like,
taking my swag bag and leaving.
Yeah.
Talking mad at his mind.
Swag.
Yeah, you got
to take my more swag. I will swagger out of it.
Fit in that bag. Anyway. So, yeah, so we'll be in Vegas.
We are white, by the way.
We'll be in Vegas. That's the...
Oh, God.
So, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Well,
because I've got a whole lot. I'm going to be talking for a while.
We'll start with me then, since it will end very quickly.
All right.
Like I was saying earlier,
that's what she said. Sorry.
I hate you. and yes.
let's go.
Well, I've been playing Injustice, like I said.
Right, because
I have been training to get to hopefully do well at the tournament at GameStop Expo.
Yes. Now, explain the process for that. So, it's not the only tournament they're doing, right?
Correct. They are doing other tournaments. Mm-hmm. The way that they set it up wasn't the best. They sent out a mass email to every VIP guest that was showing up at GameStop Expo with a... Well, it was an email basically asking you to go to this website and choose two games from which you would like to participate in. The first one is the one you'd like to get into. The second one is the one that you will take as a backup. Mm-hmm. Well, they had a couple different categories. Believe it or not, New Super Mario Bros. Luigi was on there.
Okay.
Like,
they had to have a Wii U game.
Yeah, exactly. So you run around and jump and collect coins. Fantastic.
I believe there is a competitive mode in that game.
Yeah, no, that's what I was talking about. So, the running around, yes. jumping, and collecting coins to beat your opponent, get the most coins.
Okay, there you go. Without the defeat your opponent thing, that describes every Mario game ever.
Okay, fair enough. That is true. That is true. Even the knockoff ones. There was Splinter Cell, the new one that's coming out, that is.
Right.
Unfortunately, that was, well, I say fortunately.
Oh, shit, someone have to play that.
Huh?
I just realized that came out. Do we have to cover that?
We'll figure it out. Anyways, that was going to be happening, but apparently there was some sort of problem with connecting consoles in order to play the game versus... I don't know. They said there was some sort of problem, so they decided to can that and instead throw Black Ops 2 in. Shane got lucky and got bunched into that group because he chose that because it was a shooting game. He had never played one before, but he got lucky. I chose Injustice and Halo 3 / Gears of War 3. I don't know why they did Halo 3 / Gears of War 3. Why not just do both? But, because I felt
and
like...
And why Halo 3? Why not Halo 4?
Oh, sorry,
4?
Sorry. Wow, why did I say... No. It is Halo 4. It's Halo 4. I was stuck on a 3 thing because for some reason they weren't doing Gears of War Judgment. They were doing Gears of War 3. And then it was... And Halo 4... Well, they ended up doing Halo 4. Shane didn't get into that one. Instead, he got in for Tom Clancy, whatever. Then there was Madden. And I think that's it. Injustice, Madden, Black Ops 2, Halo 4, and Luigi Wii U, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got Injustice. So
I got Injustice. So that means...
your fighting game.
I have to learn to play a fighting game. I had played a little bit before. That's why I chose it. But I knew I wasn't very good at it. Needless to say, probably not a good idea on my part because people are really dedicated when it comes to fighting games.
You just gotta cross your fingers and hope that these guys don't know this game.
I gotta hope that, you know, the other VIP people, they just sort of picked one at random and they saw the email and quickly jumped on it.
Or if people ended up in Injustice because everybody picked Halo and Gears of War, which is what what it sounds like.
Good. Well, and they picked that as a backup.
Yeah, possibly. Because I think everybody probably put that one as number one because most people have played Halo.
Right.
And so I bet
unless
you're
going to
get a lot of noobs.
Playing Madden.
Yeah, you're probably going to get a lot of noobs.
I would like that.
It may be.
I know. That being said, there are 32 people in each game. Mm-hmm. So the chances that one other person there is going to be really good... It's pretty high.
Yeah.
I would like to make it to first, second, or third, but nice. I don't think I'm going to get there.
Who knows?
First prize is a $200 gift card. Yeah. Well, an Amex gift card, I should say. It's not two GameStop.
So it's for everywhere.
By the way, that's a mistake on their part. They should have made it a gift card to GameStop.
That would have been smart.
Right? Because then the money just goes back into the business.
However, it's good because that means you can spend it on whatever
first place,
you get
a $200 gift card. Second, you get a $100. Third, you get a $50.
That's half
fourth,
a PS4.
You just
right
sort
there.
Of like
it's half a PS4 right there.
It is half a PS4. And it's 2/5 of an Xbox One.
Yep. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, so I've been playing a lot of Injustice. I'm playing as Deathstroke. And I am not being extremely cheap with them. Anyone out there that plays Injustice games online, the Injustice game online, they will know that people that use Deathstroke usually just sit back and use their guns. That's not a good tactic.
It's like this game's version of Keelik from Soul Calibur 2.
Well, except more ranged.
If you can imagine.
Yes. But no, I'm getting a little better. I still don't know how to block. I know how to block. I just do not how to
do it correctly.
Intentionally block their moves so that, you know, I can get mine in.
Yeah. You just do not have... It's the strategy part of it that hasn't
correct.
Really come
strategy
through.
Of blocking.
Yeah.
I'm more of just a full frontal, just run at you and shut up. that's why I think I'm actually going to really enjoy the new fighting game coming to Xbox One. What's it? Xbox One exclusive.
Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct, yes.
Yes.
That's just like full-on just onslaught of attacks.
That's why I want to play Dive Kick, because Dive Kick is just diving and kicking.
That sounds terrible.
Sounds awesome.
That sounds like Stranglehold, awesome. But...
in a fighting game.
Yes.
It's just that jump and kick move that's in every fighting game. He said that's all it is. Just two buttons.
That sounds stupid.
That comes out next week.
That sounds stupid.
That's on the PlayStation Network next week. Dive kick.
Anyways, besides that, I've been playing more Fallout 3 on the PC. Yeah. I also recently purchased a Humble package that was on sale.
Origin, the EA Origin Humble Bundle.
Humble Bundle, that's what it's called.
Yeah, the Humble Bundle has existed as a platform for years now, but yeah. This is one of the, but they're usually traditionally an indie thing. Like, usually it's indie developers
this
who do this.
This one was
this one's EA. Just straight up just saying, like, hey, we'll do it. All proceeds to charity. Here, guys.
That being said, I got Dead Space 1, Dead Space 3, for some reason, not Dead Space 2. I got a game that I'll never play, Sims 3. I got Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
Battlefield 3.
Battlefield 3.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think.
Maybe. We may have been skipping over something.
Maybe one game.
A sports game.
Anyways, no, there are no sports games. No, surprisingly.
Was there a Dragon Age involved?
No.
No.
No. I know, right? It's EA. No Dragon's Age, no sports. Just straight up.
I can't think of what the other games were. What is it? I don't remember.
Well,
oh, well.
Yeah. So, anyways, I've been playing a couple PC games. And I'm excited because tomorrow I will be completing my gaming chair.
Cool.
We'll be always showing that off on a video or something soon. Basically, I'm recreating or reconstructing a old car chair that's been gutted down to its bare metal. And I'm redoing it to make it my own personal gaming chair. It's going to be cool. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
I'll show you guys later. But games that I've been playing, I was also playing some more Game & Wario, surprisingly enough. We were playing Pictionary.
We had a party.
We did have a party we did play Pictionary for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we went to Little Cards Against Humanities, because that's where every party leads to these days. Dude, can you believe that we used to play Apples to Apples? Like, I'm looking at the two of them now, Apples to Apples isn't funny.
It's not as funny.
No, but like looking
still
at
think
it and
it's funny.
I'm not. I don't really laugh.
It can't
like,
be funny.
Cards Against Humanity. Every single
it's,
thing
well,
is
it's
just,
designed for it. That's why.
That
is
Apples to Apples was designed
well,
for it.
Apples to Apples was designed for family fun. This game, they looked at Apples to Apples like, how can we crank this up to 11?
They went to 12 or 13. Yes, that's a problem. My speakers have been blown. Okay, but. That's pretty much all my gaming
but,
that I've been doing this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, because we basically came to the conclusion that Game of Wario has like maybe two good games in the entire package.
And that being said, the rest of it is just pretty much garbage.
Yeah, so needless to say, if we were to review that game,
it'd probably get like a two.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're
yeah.
feeling the same vibe
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
two.
I mean, the Pictionary works really well, and I think that's reason
it.
Why it gets
but you don't
a 2.
Want to spend $50, $60 on a game that
on Pictionary
you can play anywhere else.
Yes. So, a 2.
Yeah.
It's basically a tech demo game.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a Wii U and you're really starved for content, don't buy this. Wait for Wonderful
well,
101,
no, get
which comes
Pikmin
in
3.
2 weeks.
Get
oh,
Pikmin
oh, yeah,
3.
Get Pikmin 3.
Yeah.
So, those games.
A very good game.
So there you go. That's our advice.
All right, go for it, dude. What have you been up to?
All right, so I'm going to start from the top. So I played some Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Oh, yes, you did. I forgot about that. A little PvZ 2.
Yes. So it's pretty cool.
How?
So basically, okay, so here's the setup.
Yeah,
is
comparing it from the first game to this one.
Comparing it directly, okay, they changed a few things.
Okay.
Instead, the first game was very much like a linear structure where it was just level, 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 moves on to different setting. Level, level, level,
yeah,
level,
it always
level.
Had, like, 10 levels.
Yeah.
It had, like, 5 in the day, 5 at night.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
you move to this area, 5 at the day, 5 at night. Then there's...
Yes, you are. You are the only one on the chat person. Anyways. So, yeah, that was how that game worked. Like, you'd go from, like, the lawn to the water to during the day to the water at night. Or lawn at night and then water and then water at night. And it just went in and kind of... Then you ended up on the roof for the end of the game.
Okay.
This one... Way more ambitious. So, this game has, like...
Doesn't it have time travel in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I'll back up then. The setup is that Crazy Dave, you know, he likes tacos, as we found out in the first game.
Yes.
And he eats a taco, and he's like, you know what? I want to eat that taco again. Let's use the time machine that I just randomly have.
So, instead of going...
Right.
To before the zombie apocalypse started,
no.
where he could have
no.
all the tacos he wants.
No, he goes back in time so far that he ends up in ancient Egypt. So the first set of 11 levels is in ancient Egypt. And I say it's 11 levels because that's the main path. But it takes place on kind of an overworld map.
Okay.
That you even get branching paths to go off on.
So it's like a original Mario game.
It's kind of like that kind of map. And yeah. So you can go just linear level after level where it introduces slowly new plants to you. And it's kind of the same structure as the first game. Or you can use like keys that you pick up if you are successful to open up alternate paths, which have alternate unlockable plants that you would bypass completely if you didn't do it. But the game incentivizes you to go back to those things by after you... some levels are worth stars. Most are not when you initially play them.
Uh-huh.
And then stars are your currency to unlock future levels. But the way they make you kind of explore the whole map is at the end, when you finish the 11th level, a star meter will appear on the level on the gate to the next world. And it'll say, you need this amount of stars to continue. And then all the levels you've already completed end up with challenge modes that earn you more stars.
Oh.
So you could literally, like what I'm doing right now, is I finished all 11 of the main levels, but now I'm going back to level 1 to earn more stars so I can get to the next world. And the beauty of all this is, okay, here's the one thing that's weird about this game.
Get you to play longer.
Here's the one thing that's weird about this game.
Okay.
It's free to play.
But I heard there's microtransactions.
There are microtransactions. Here's the deal about the microtransactions.
You can buy stars to speed up the game?
No. Oh. They're completely optional. However,
I haven't, and I will not.
Oh,
okay,
I refuse.
Okay.
However, I could see somebody having a good excuse to. How they do it is that there's one option, which is the straight up buy game currency. You can just straight up use like $2 to buy a certain amount of coins. Coins buy you two things. They can buy you plant food, which is this new mechanic they introduced, which is you can drag a plant food and it superpowers one of your plants for a brief moment.
Oh,
you don't need to buy them. You
okay.
don't need to
you
buy them. You
get
earn
them
through
your,
the game,
okay, okay.
But you can only have a max of them in your inventory.
So what I do is
because I'm crazy.
After you gain the
get all three of them,
one,
I use it
one,
and then grab the new one.
Yeah.
And yeah, certain glowing green zombies will drop those things. So you will get them as you play.
It sounds like they made this a lot more advanced and a little more in-depth of a game rather than just, you know, it was before.
Yeah, and some of the plants are more interactive as well, but I'll get to that in a second. But basically the other thing, though, and the one that I, in an alternate universe, would consider buying if I was that kind of person,
okay,
is what they did is that not all of the plants from the original game are available in this game. What they did was they had the basics, and then they introduced new ones. Kind of like a Pokemon game, where you start out with, like, there's maybe a couple of plants that you're familiar with, but for the most part, they're trying to introduce you to and acclimate you to
the new plants.
So you learn the new mechanics.
Yeah,
what
like
they
the one
did,
that punches.
Yeah. And what they did, though, is they put all of the plants from the first game as things you can buy. So if you were so comfortable
using nothing but
starfruit,
you can
buy a starfruit and use it permanently.
But you can, I'm assuming, get them through the game as you play?
No. I don't know, and I'm under the impression you cannot. Because some of them are not necessary.
You can only get some of them by...
Yes.
That's
the one thing that I don't like about this game. Is that if I wanted to... Because in Plants vs. Zombies 1, I relied so much on the starfruit. Starfruit was my favorite plant.
Yeah, you liked it because it shot out everywhere.
If I was to use starfruit in this game, I would probably have to buy it. But that's the thing, is the game is designed where you don't need any of those plants.
But that being said, it would be nice to play with whatever you wanted to.
So that's the only knock that I can put on it, is that they were careful about making sure you wouldn't have to buy anything.
They're forcing you to buy it if you want to have everything
in the
game.
If you want to have every single thing, yes, you will have to pay money.
Oh, that's ugly. I would say if there's
you don't need to.
I would say there should be like a, to speed up the process, if you want to just get that plant in the beginning or something, okay, you can buy it now.
Well, that said, I don't know for sure. If you can eventually unlock, maybe there's a thing after you beat the game. I have no idea.
Well, do you see, is it by a certain amount of coins purchased that to purchase it?
No, it's just straight up.
Just $3.99
straight up
to purchase this?
Yeah, like $2.99. I don't forget the...
Okay, whatever, but it's a specific
price
tag. Then I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no,
I
there isn't
know.
A way.
If there was
a way, I would say it's off a coin-based system, and if you have enough coins, then you can unlock it. But if you're seeing dollar signs next to them, I'm going to say
Like I said, though, I don't know if anything changes after you beat like the whole game.
I doubt it.
However, that goes into one... That segues beautifully into the next thing I was going to say, which is, I don't know when I'm ever going to finish this game, because it's huge.
The Egypt place, the original game, is small.
Yeah, the Egypt thing is only the first part. Then you go to a pirate place. Then you go to a third place, and I'm sure there's more than that.
I wonder when we'll be
seeing.
This game
will never end.
I wonder when we'll be seeing the different ports of this game.
Yeah.
Because it took years for the original one to go to Android, then to come over to the Xbox and PS3, and then to come over to Windows Phone.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it's going to take for them to decide, hey, maybe we should integrate this into other systems, and you know, let's reprogram this to work on other devices.
Yeah.
But my guess is, seeing as they're Apple, they're going to wait and have the exclusive for it for like a year at least.
Yeah. So I mean, that's kind of big picture stuff. But I mean, small picture wise, I mean, the game is very, very similar to the first one. If you like the first one, the gameplay moment to moment is very similar. It's a lot of the same zombies. They introduce a few new types, like one that steals sun, and there's stuff like that. There's some new modes, like a challenge that I'm doing right now that I can't beat. Is this, they put three sunflowers spread out in the middle, and they have little emergency lines on them. And the idea is that you lose if the zombies eat any of them. So you have to be strategic about it. Like, you have to set up, like, what I've been doing is I set up walnuts and the punching guys. And so there's this final line of defense right before they hit them.
Uh-huh.
But the rush keeps sending bucket zombies at me. I don't have enough time to get stuff in the background to hit those bucket zombies before
they
can...
Do you have the magnet?
No, I don't have the magnet.
Ah, is that one of the ones you have to buy?
I don't know. Right now, all I have is they give you the sunflowers, they give you the pea pod guys, they give you the upgraded pea pods, the 200 ones, they give you the walnuts, they give you...
The tall nuts?
Not tall nuts yet.
They only give
I'm
you
not that
one.
Far.
Okay.
I'm sure... I'm only at the beginning of the game. I'm sure stuff will eventually...
Well, you were talking about some that you had to pay for. I'm wondering if,
I just don't know which are in the game and which are pay. And a couple of the new ones. Like I said, the punching guys, which are called Bonk Choi. Those are cool. I like them, except they die really fast.
There's a boomerang guy.
The boomerang guy is really cool, too. I like it as well, because it hits twice, since the boomerang has to
come back. Yeah, it comes back.
And also goes through dudes, unlike the peas. So that's sometimes helpful.
Yeah, obviously it's weaker, but...
The Grave Buster is back. They changed how it looks, though.
So, okay.
Because in the Egypt stages, sometimes there'll be graves anyway.
Ah, I get
this
it.
Time,
yes, it'll be related to the area.
Yeah, so I'm sure the pirate one is different. Like, the pirate one has some sort of water involved. Like, people getting off of pirate ships and boarding your pier and stuff. So, I have a lot more to play.
Well, I like it. It sounds like there is actually... some substance to this game more than it's the second version of the same game, which a lot of companies are tending to do these days, especially Angry Birds. That being said,
it makes Angry Birds look terrible.
Good. Well, I don't mean that good. I like the gaming industry, you know, making money, but at the same time, I don't like people just hashing out the same game over and over again. EA Sport Games. So
I guess the only other problem, besides the pay-to-play stuff, which is a little sneaky, the only problem is I'm not enjoying playing this on a small screen.
Well,
my finger blocks a lot of the stuff. Sometimes I'll grab the wrong plant on the left-hand side. I can't wait until the PC version comes out for this, because it's...
Well, that's the thing. Who knows how long that's going to be?
Yeah, it's not meant for something
The PC
small.
Version of the first one didn't come out for quite some time.
However, if you have an iPad,
this would probably work out well.
A killer app, literally. Like, seriously, like, if you have an iPad, buy this right now, because it's going to be your go-to game for a while. I mean, I've already been playing this thing so much, because it's there. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I have a thing to play now all the time. It's a feeling
you
I haven't
do.
Played
You have
in a while.
An iPod Touch.
Like, I just haven't had that feeling in a while for a portable game, since I used to play, like, the DS a lot, you know?
Yeah.
That feeling is
And that
rare
being
now.
Said, we'll have X and Y coming up in
October.
October 12th, I believe that is.
Yeah.
So
anyways, that's Plants vs. Zombies 2. Probably much. That's
we should probably move on to
now.
Other stuff that you've been playing,
I got
because
more.
There is a list.
I've got more.
Keep going.
Next up, I'm going to review Dragon's Crown later.
Okay,
so
we'll talk about
that's
that later.
On the deal. Also played some Charlie Murder today.
Oh, yeah.
Which I wanted to mention in the same breath as Dragon's Crown, because both games are beat-em-ups in a similar kind of way. Charlie Murder, though, is more similar
to... Scott Pilgrim, right?
It's Scott Pilgrim-y and Castle Crashers-y. More akin to a Castle Crashers. It's very similar art style.
Oh,
might be the same dudes, actually. I want to double check, because I'm pretty sure that they were working on something. And if this is it, I'm going to feel pretty stupid if I assume that it's not them and it really is them. I mean, I don't want to also make the other assumption, but it's very, very similar. Very similar to the point where it's the art style is in the same vein. It might not be them, actually, now that I think about it. Because they did Battle Block
Theater. Yeah, they did Battle Block Theater. That was their new thing that they came out with.
It's not Behemoth.
What was it, Charlie?
Charlie Murder.
Charlie Murder, that's right.
Yeah, it must be a different guys. But they're, in that case then, they are very much aping the style of Castle Crashers. Imagine a punk rock Castle Crashers, and that is what this game is.
Yeah, that's done by Sika Studios?
Ska Studios. Yeah,
Ska Studios, that's right.
Anyway, so yeah, I think that's the best way of putting it. It is a punk rock
Castle Crashers.
So,
which I'm okay with.
It tosses you in, and you get a choice between playing like four people in this band called Charlie Murder. They are a punk band. And they are
being... it's sounding like Scott Pilgrim.
They're being threatened by a heavy metal band.
Sounds like Scott Pilgrim.
And so that is the setup. But ultimately the game, very kind of mixed, like in that classic beat-em-up sense, where it's just combos with the X button and to beat up people. You're picking up items off the ground, picking up weapons to use for a short amount of time, whether it be like a katana or a shotgun or stuff like that.
Okay.
You're picking up coins and you're picking up health items like sandwiches and... beer and coffee.
Everyone knows that beer makes you stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even more so in this game, because this game actually has a brewing mechanic.
What?
So you pick up along the way stuff to make beer with. Yes, yeast, hops.
Really?
You name it. And okay. It even gets specific to the kind of beer that you're making or drinking. I picked up a beer stein, and it literally said something about being an IPA. And I was like, awesome. This game is speaking my language. And so, yeah. And so,
you and your IPAs.
And I get into a room at some point that is straight up a place to brew beer.
It is a brewery?
Yes. There's like a button that says mash, and there's a button that says distill, and there's... yes.
I love how you said it's a place that you can brew beer.
Yes, you can brew beer. It is a brewery, as you could say. But yeah. So that's that. So it's very much the classic kind of beat-em-up kind of style.
Kind of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Simpsons, old school.
That kind of old school game. I mean, really, there's not much to talk about. That
sounds like a pretty simple
game,
and that's the newest game out for Xbox Live. Summer Arcade, whatever
game. Yeah. I'm trying to think. There are some other things that were kind of notable about the game.
Oh, okay.
Trying to think though. I mean, it has a neat sense of humor. It has a lot of weird, like, side stuff that you can, like, use with your character.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's, just like Scott Pilgrim, there's stuff you can accentuate your character with. Like, you can wear a hat. Like, there's hats you can upgrade. Just like Castle Crashers, too. Like, there's upgradable items you can pick up.
Castle Crashers, the only thing you get that's different is the weapon. Everything else is just character specs to make them look different.
Yeah. And there's stuff like, you have a phone in the game that's actually multitasking. You can use a phone camera to take pictures of QR codes on the walls. Not your physical phone.
No.
Your
in-game
phone
of QR
of
codes.
Fake QR codes.
Have you taken a picture of the QR code
not
on your actual
in real life.
Phone?
No, I don't know if that works.
Dude!
That's how you can download some items. There's a like...
Well, why haven't you tried it on your phone?
I didn't try
that's
it.
That's like the first thing I do. I remember when I found one of those inside of a... What was that? That was inside of Fez, I think.
Yeah,
there was a QR code inside of Fez, and I took a picture of it with my phone.
Yeah. And you did that in Borderlands 2, too.
Yes, I did that in Borderlands 2. A lot of games are doing that. Oh, I did that in, like, some weird... What was it? There was some game... Castle something. Shane and I played it for a bit where... We were like, I was an archer and he was a warrior or something, and you went around just defending this little area. It was basically a horde type thing it wasn't horde. It was a tower defense sort of thing. I forget what it's called.
Is that Orcs Must Die or
No, but similar concept.
Similar to Orcs Must Die.
Similar concept.
Orcs Must Die 2.
No. Dungeon Defenders. Oh my god.
Thank you, chat.
Thank you, chat room.
Chat
I didn't even notice. Yes, Dungeon Defenders. That's the name of the game. There's a QR code inside of one of the rooms there that gives you like some stuff.
Cool.
Wow.
Anyways, so that was only one of the cool things your phone can do. Your phone also controls like has this weird fake Twitter called like Squidder or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really figure out what the purpose of that was. I looked at it briefly and it was just like a bunch of these like fake tweets and I was like, what is going on? And then there's this,
that is right up your alley.
And there's
fake tweets.
Yeah, and there's email. There's an email thing set up too where you get messages that explain mechanics in the game, like telling you like, oh, your gloves can attach like fire or ice effects to your attacks and stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. That game's kind of cool.
Yeah.
The music's actually really awesome that's going on in the background.
And it's how much? 10 or 15?
That? I don't know. It's probably 10. I wouldn't pay
more
than 10.
I think Brothers was 15.
Yeah, Brothers was 15. I don't think this is 15 because that would be crazy.
Well,
this
you never know.
Brothers looks a lot more impressive.
Clean
than this game
cut
does.
And professionally done, you might say, versus one that looks like it could be an indie game.
The anti-punk rock. Anyways, so speaking of punk rock, well, actually not speaking of punk rock, but something along the other lines.
Jump over to the other stuff. Saints Row 4, right?
No.
I thought, yeah, you played the character
creation. The character creation, I talked about that last week.
You did?
Yes. We talked about that last week.
Wow,
about that and Brothers last week.
Sure. I'm behind the times. I forget stuff easily. What else have you been playing?
I played what may be. I know I'm calling this early.
Don't say Game of the Year.
It may be my Game of the Year.
You always say this, but did you not just forget about The Last of Us?
Well, The Last of Us was cool. However, and this game is definitely not The Last of Us, but...
No, there are many of us still left.
I think it was pretty cool.
Okay. Go on to explain
how
you think this is going
to be
Game of the Year.
You're going to probably fall asleep when I'm describing what this game is. So, okay.
If it's crossword, like, fast or something, crossword blitz, I'm going to be like, Matt, go away. That is not a game.
The game is called Gone Home. And what it is it's a first-person adventure kind of exploration game. Done by some of the people who did, who were actually on the team at 2K with, they did the expansion to, the DLC for, BioShock 2 called Minerva's Den, which I did not play.
I did.
Yeah. Well, it was four of the people who worked on
it
that.
It was actually one
DLC.
Of the best things about BioShock 2 was Minerva's
Probably
Den.
The best thing about BioShock 2 from what I understand.
Yeah, so you didn't play it.
I didn't
Shut
play
up.
It, but I heard a lot of good things about it. And I want to, if I didn't have to pay for it.
I have it.
And if I didn't sell my copy of Fire Shop.
I have it.
I know, but
I keep all my games.
But yeah, so it's a bunch of dudes that got this. They decided to create their own indie studio and released it. Got greenlit through Steam Greenlight. They're also selling it through their store.
Keep it going. Tell me about the game. I'm falling asleep with you explaining it.
I kind of thought you would. The game is a first-person adventure game in the kind of the way of like a BioShock, except take out all the violence, take out all the shooting, take out all the puzzle solving. It is specifically you are a young woman named Caitlin. You have come back from a trip abroad to. I know it's weird. Shush! The chat doesn't know why you're laughing.
I know.
You come home. You've come home after being on a trip abroad, presumably for college. You're around, like, 20 or 21.
Oh, my God!
Shush. Anyways.
Okay, let me explain.
No, you don't have
Just
to explain.
Just real quick, we have a friend named Caitlin who is currently studying abroad for college in Europe.
Yes.
And she's roughly 21.
I did not know that when I bought the game, okay? Like, I didn't know that this game had that. Anyways,
oh, my God. Okay.
So,
proceed.
So basically, you come home and you're expecting a big welcome. You're expecting your parents to be home and you're expecting your little sister Samantha to be home. And no one is there.
Good thing she doesn't have a little sister named Samantha.
They had recently,
her little sister's
yes,
named something else. Yeah.
They had recently moved into a new house after their uncle had deceased. He was known as kind of like, well, has having some mental issues. And so he's left this house to your family. They recently moved in. So you're coming basically to a place that you've never been before, that is not set up for you, and all your family is gone. So that's the setup. And I don't want to spoil too much, but basically...
They didn't tell you?
No, they haven't told you. They didn't have time until you left a message on their phone, and they have not responded to you by the time you get there. By the way, it's 1995. There are no cell phones. So there's no way your family could have let you know ahead of time.
Okay.
Sorry,
that,
I should have mentioned
that. That makes a little
that.
More sense. Otherwise, it's like, why didn't they just tell you, oh, hey, honey, yeah, this just happened.
Sorry.
We're moving.
That's kind of crucial to the whole game.
Yes, because
it is set in 1995.
Everything would have to go through the mail in order for them to find out about stuff, and if there was no way to get a hold of them. Okay.
So the entire game is you searching through this house that you have the key for because you find it outside, and you are reading notes that are either left for you or have been written and have to do with other things. Some of them are directly written to you by Samuel's sister, as well as several messages that she's recorded that you discover throughout while you're exploring the house.
Are you sure she's not just stuck in Silent Hill?
No, because I finished the game.
Oh.
And that's actually funny that you mentioned that, because there is a joke, a running joke now on Gaff and some other places on the internet, that's about the fact that a lot of people thought this game was about, like, a haunted house or had some sort of, like, supernatural element to it.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler, it does not. That's not a spoiler.
It's just...
it's not supernatural at all. However, it became sort of a running joke, people making that assumption, to the point where the people who made the game, game's website, if you go to gonehomegame.com/ghost, there's just this GIF or something like that. But anyways, I forget the exact URL. It's like a clip from like a film noir. It's like what's his name?
Keep going. Keep talking.
Anyways, that's the gap thread. Anyways, so that's pretty much the mechanics of the game. It's you're looking through like cupboards. You're reading notes that are left on walls. You're looking at books. And the game tells a three different parallel stories about your family members through these notes that you're reading. So you learn about your little sister, and that's it. Get out! Yes.
Oh my god, that's awesome! Yeah, it's gonehomegame.com/ghost.
Yeah, get out. Get out. Anyways, so
I love it.
So that's the thing, and I definitely don't want, this is what I don't want to spoil, is because each of the storylines is heartfelt and interesting in its own way. There's one about your father. He has his own little storyline. There's one about your mom, and there's one, and the one that takes the most time with, and the emotional crux of the game is the one about the little sister and what the little sister is going through, and her story serves as the happy ending, sort of.
Okay, yeah, just leave it at that.
It's basically
a point and click game,
except point and click.
You move, and
as if it's like a BioShock game where you're like, it says read note when you highlight over it and you read note. So
it's very just story.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a story.
It's like Walking Dead with less action. I mean, there really isn't any action in Walking Dead either. It's a couple quick time events or a specific moment where it'll tell you to shoot a zombie.
Except it's even less than that since there's no action.
Well, that's what I was saying.
So
it's just like the core base of storyline.
It's similar to the last time a game kind of gave me the same feeling was when I played Hotel Dusk for the DS.
Uh-huh.
Very similar to that.
Except that game did have like horror stuff happening in it.
Yes, it did. But in this case, it's that, except it's just the story that you're going for.
By the way, one of the better games on the DS that was completely overlooked by people.
Yes, Hotel Dusk is excellent. If you have a DS, definitely try to dig one of those copies up. So it does and the nice thing is I feel like this game has a lot of things that are near and dear to my heart. Takes place in 1995, as I said, so it has some fun with being set in that era. For example, your little sister Sam is really into Riot Girl feminist punk at the time, and so there'll be cassette tapes lying around everywhere that are for like bands of the time, like Heavens to Betsy and like and stinking like there's a lot of that stuff. There's a Sonic Youth poster on one of the walls and a bunch of other bands, and like there's zines that she's making with her friends and stuff that you will find, and they're going to like shows with like that also folds into the plot. But really, there's also a lot of neat, like, there's, like, at one point you find an excerpt from a TV guide that shows all the TV shows that are playing at the time, and so there's, like, it's all 95, like, Family Matters is playing on one of the channels, The X-Files is on, and it's circled in red as if somebody was going to record it.
Right.
There's a bunch of VHS tapes lying around.
Uh-huh. The VHS tape.
Your dad, one of the things your dad does is he reviews hi-fi stereo systems for a magazine. And so you'll see one of the his review for a laser disc player / hi-fi.
On Do one you also things. Have a 22-inch TV?
Yeah, there's a lot of those. Just CRTs lying around.
By the way,
one of them showing the test pattern.
By the way, just to show how outdated, nobody wants those. Like, seriously, nobody wants them. I was driving around today, and there were three outside of someone's house,
just CRTs sitting just chilling.
There, just on the curb, waiting for someone to walk up and take them. But nobody wants them.
So yeah, so I mean the those are the positives. This game I liked it a lot. I liked the story a lot. I mean,
okay.
It's obviously playing. So you would say
pick it up. It's an interesting game.
Yeah, but here's the big but, is that it's a little pricey. They're retailing it for $20 off of their website, and on Steam for the next few days it is discounted, but not much. It's $18, $17.99.
It's $2 off.
I bought it on Steam. It's
10% off.
I bought it on Steam regardless because I just needed to play it. I don't know if it was worth all that money for the hours that it takes. However, that said...
Literally, you said it just hours. Just...
Yes, hours. Like a handful of hours. I was probably played 4 hours. But it was straight. And I didn't
That's
take
even worse than the Fallout 3 DLC Anchorage.
Here's the thing, though, is that if you think of it more of like as reading a book... That seems more reasonable. So if you actually played it where you were playing little bits at a time,
it doesn't sound then maybe like you could get that much time out of it, though, at the way that you describe it.
No, but it's more similar to a book than a game. So if you would pay, and I know I have recently, $15 plus for a book that you tear through in a couple days... Then it doesn't seem that crazy.
Yeah, I usually buy them for like a buck or two at a garage sale or at the used bookstore at the library. I don't buy them.
I like buying new books.
They're $40.
Some books. Yeah. But
it's crazy. So I love Stephen King, but I can never get his books when they come out. They're too expensive.
So, I mean, there's that. But the other thing that I have to say, though, is that Macklemore wouldn't like it. It's too expensive for him. Anyways, the other thing that is a very only thing that really affects me, it would run awesome on your computer, but it ran like crap on mine.
What? Oh, the game.
The game.
Really?
Yes, really. Ran like crap.
Well, if you want, we can check it out later. We can upload your Steam account and...
Yeah, I could download it. You could play it we could do a game at a glance if you want to try it.
Okay. Sounds like something we may do.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow. Kind
of fun, yeah.
Maybe tomorrow we'll do that.
So, yeah, we might do that. The only problem with that, though, is that it's... That we would have to say, if you want to watch this, probably don't play the game, because we're going to spoil most of the story for you. Because that's all this game is story. So.
Well, we'll play like half an hour of it.
That's why I specifically didn't watch the Giant Bomb Quick Look, because I was like, oh, well, this is all story.
Well, okay.
This is going to spoil everything.
Whatever. So, moving along, what else have you been playing?
I knew I played more.
You played,
I popped in, Saints Row 3 briefly today, just to play the beginning of that game again. Still awesome.
Yeah, jumping out of an airplane still awesome. And crap, you know.
Still awesome.
What else? I know you played something
else. I played something. Brothers was last week. I played some Madden 25 with my dad.
Oh, there you go. Played a little bit
I beat him with the, I beat him with the Ravens. We reenacted Super Bowl
accurate,
and we beat him. I beat him, not the Ravens. Was it the Ravens? Shoot, I don't even remember who played the Super Bowl.
Anyways,
one of those bird teams.
I think it was the Ravens.
Was it the Ravens?
That's so sad. So we're gonna move along. He played a sport game for a little bit.
It hasn't changed at all since 12. At least I didn't recognize anything different.
Yep, 13 years later. Sorry, 13. And it's still the same.
Last game.
13 years later.
Madden 13, Madden 25 is pretty much the same game.
By the way, I'm not saying it's actually 13 years later.
Bird teams. That's a good column. One of those bird teams.
Bird teams!
You know, Seahawks, the Falcons, the Cardinals, the Eagles. There's a lot of bird teams.
There's a lot of bird teams.
The Ravens. So there's at least 5 bird teams. Seahawks, did I already say this?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Oh. And that's just NFL.
Yeah, it's just NFL. And if you go like... hockey, there's like the Penguins, and there's
hockey.
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 Hawk. It is a sort of a bird in it.
Hawk? Oh, ha, ha.
Hawky. It's a hawk.
Wow. Anyways.
So, moving along.
The Madden, I think we should... if that's not it, it should be it. So,
football.
Yeah.
Football, yeah. Get some.
Exactly.
But we'll play more Madden 25 once we get it free at GameStop Expo on the 28th. We'll bring it back and play a little bit of it.
Probably
the only hour or so that I will ever play that game before I decide to put it away so we can collect dust, because I just don't play, you know, sport games that much. I don't know why. I prefer to actually play sport games.
Hey, you can,
like, in real life.
Let me and my dad borrow it for a little bit then. I'm sure we'll get some play out of it.
No, I'll go for it. I really do not mind if you borrow that game for like 6 months.
Okay, let's move on to news then.
Yeah, let's move along.
For some news. We got some, not a lot of news this week.
Sort of this light news week. Some good, some bad, you know. So
first deal. The Xbox One story continues. This time of Microsoft's failed promises is... Remember that deal from E3 about launching worldwide in 21 countries? Well,
it's not.
Let's crank that number down to 13, why don't we?
Yeah.
System will not be launching in Russia, along with several other countries, because of a toned-down preparedness level.
Basically, because they had to go back and redo their entire line of Xbox Ones and get rid of all of the stuff they already had programmed into them. You know, all that stuff that you guys didn't like that would have made it the most inventive console for its time?
Innovative? Or inventive? You made up a word.
Innovative.
Yes.
Yes, it's innovative and inventive.
Like Innoventions
Correct.
At Disneyland.
It's innovative. It's their innovation in an invention.
Yeah,
innovation.
Pretty sure Walt Disney Company owns that trademark.
No, they own innovation. I said innovation.
Fine,
I win.
No, they own inventions.
Trademark circuit now. Four credits.
Although the weirdest part about this story, at least in my opinion, well, I guess not weird, and it's kind of expected, but still, on neither of these lists is Japan. So we still don't know if that console is even coming out now. Who knows?
What I've heard, the Xbox marketplace isn't too large in Japan in the first place.
It doesn't crappily over.
So that's fine if it doesn't come out there right away. They're not, you know, they're looking at their target audiences for where it will sell the most, and I think that's good for their marketing team and for, you know, the stockholders and everything. It makes sense.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah.
So Call of Duty Ghosts, they had a multiplayer blowout this week where they revealed a bunch of stuff about the multiplayer modes. But some of it's like really basic. It's going to ship like with 14 or so maps. It's going to have, they're redoing this perk system a little bit. There's something to do with the dog where you can use a dog as a kill.
I believe first DLC pack will be available, you know, limited, timed exclusive for Xbox One.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But the most interesting part I thought about it, was...
Dogs.
No, not about the dog. Dog is a kill streak. And the dog...
What?
Yes, the dog is a kill streak. Bonus. And to the point where there is even something called martyr dog, which is when... It's something like if you're using the kill streak and your dog kills somebody who's the kill streak on you or something like that, it's called martyr dog or something like that. When the dog kills somebody after you die. It's called martyr dog because it's like martyrdom.
Martyrdom, but it's martyr dog.
Martyr dog.
I see what
dog kills somebody after you die. You get martyr dog.
Dog on dog action. Oh my god, is there going to be dog on dog fighting in this
Probably.
Game?
Probably. Dog fighting.
Just on the ground and in the air.
Don't tell.
God.
Don't tell Michael Vick.
Dog fights.
Dog fighting. Though the interesting thing I found out about it was is that one of the things that was revealed, which I think is the coolest part.
What?
Customizable soldiers at long last.
So the point where you can easily
choose your
like
gender.
Something.
Yes, you can be a chick soldier.
What do you mean, LOL bird team again? Okay.
Anyways.
The dog fights.
Dog fights.
I guess,
yeah.
You know,
I guess bird teams could have dog fights.
Dog fights, because, yes, they're airplane
bird
battles
dogs.
During, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Anyways. Yes, so in theory, you can customize your character into the point where you can change your gender, so you can finally be a female in Call of Duty.
Ah, so it is no longer a sexist game. The women have spoken loud enough, and their voice has been heard.
Something like that.
I didn't really find it to be something that mattered. Look at it in that manner, but...
I just forgot about the other game I played, which is really funny. Because what? It's called Remember Me.
And you forgot. And you failed.
Sorry, guys, I forgot about Remember
question,
Me.
Question, will you be reviewing that next week because you didn't
Hell
get
no.
time?
Because that came out very good.
Okay, we're going to leave it at that because we're already more than an hour into this podcast.
Let me say real quick version.
Now that he remembered Remember Me.
Remember Me is all style, no substance. It seemed kind of cool before I got to the part where you actually have to play it.
It seemed like a good game until they let you control it.
Yeah, well, until I had to fight dudes. Because the fighting system is like, imagine Batman Arkham Asylum fighting system.
Yes.
Except instead of the counter, it takes out the counter, introduces a dodge, and instead of pre-made combos that you're told how they work, you have to build your combos in a menu.
Okay, I like that sound, sort of, but...
Sounds way better than it actually feels like, because...
And you say it's more like Bayonetta, you would say, where
no.
you just sort of... There's no actual block or counter, it's a dodge.
It's a dodge. It's a direction plus A is your dodge.
Ah, okay.
But imagine if somebody who is maybe not the greatest programmer in the world made a Batman fighting system. It feels like that. Where it feels like it almost works, but it's kind of stumbling.
That whole thing where you have to create your own combos, does it feel like they just were bored of creating this game and just went, you know what? Let's just let them do that.
No, it definitely feels like something that the development team was super excited. Like, this is our innovation. This is what's going to set us apart. But really, it's just a pain. Because it's like here's the triple X combo, like just XXX combo, right? Here, you make it by here. One of the moves will be an uppercut. One of them will be a push with two arms. And then you can put them in either or in any order you want, right? The only problem with that is that the dudes, how I was fighting, I could never get it to land. Like, I tried every rhythm of the X button.
Because if they were attacking doing something else, you have
it
set to do this, and it'd be like, oh, but my attack's doing a wrong...
So every time I kept doing it, every time I would do it, I would either mess up the combo myself. They would hit me and ruin the combo. They would move and ruin the combo. I would have to dodge and ruin the combo.
Okay.
Or they'd die and I wouldn't be able to finish the combo.
Okay, so we're going to say don't play Remember Me.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Forget it. Forget about Remember Me because I'm turning it in and I'm not going to play
it anymore. Okay, so hey, okay. Bad game. Don't play. Moving along. Back to the news.
All right, so that's pretty much it for Call of Duty. Next up.
Yeah, you guys remember this?
So all you Half-Life fans, I've got some depressing news for you. Well, maybe, maybe not.
Combo
yes,
breaker.
There's a lot of combo breakers involved.
Yes.
So, bad news for Half-Life. So, they talked, I guess there was an interview with a voice actor that worked on Half-Life 2. According to this voice actor, he more or less confirmed
apparently
that...
Apparently he works with Valve
yes,
in
he works
general
with Valve
with
a lot.
Many things,
yes.
Yeah.
And
so, he is in the know.
Guess he confirmed, sort of, at least to his knowledge... that he is not aware of any project.
Half-Life 3 is
Half-Life
not
3
being worked on
right now.
Then he came back to say later on that he actually was misspoken. And then after that happened, did you see the other thread about there was something going around that a Half-Life 3 beta was out or something?
And that ended up being fake too.
Of course. No, of course. But, Valve needs to understand something. They have... a audience.
Yeah, they know.
That is ranting and raving about a game that they haven't said anything about for years.
Yep.
I swear it's going to be a decade before Half-Life 3 comes out over Half-Life 2.
I don't think they have... I mean, yes.
Why?
Vocal fan base is a reason to make a game.
It
However, if you're
reason.
Making money hand over foot with everything else you're doing... there's no reason to make that
game. No, there is. There is, though. Because it is an easy way to make a shit ton more of money.
They're putting all their resources into making the Dota 2 experience weird and wild and crazy and all sorts of
weird reasons.
Okay,
well then you know what they should do? They should hire a separate team to just do Half-Life 3.
Well, I'm sure there is probably a team. Probably the Skunkworks, you know,
it.
In the basement team doing some stuff
on that
game.
You mean it's like two guys
Maybe.
Sitting down there?
Yes.
And
it's
that's
Gabe
why
Newell
this game is taking
and some other
so
dude
long.
Just
yes,
talking
yes.
about, wouldn't it be cool if blah, 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 blah.
Well, all I remember is at the end of Half-Life 2, they had that like train accident or whatever, right?
Yeah. Or end up episode two?
Episode two, I should say. Half-Life 2, episode two. Yeah, you're on that train, and you're going through it, and it's so cool, and then they just sort of, like, leave it.
Yep. Yep.
But yes, Half-Life 3 is a lie. I would believe that there would be cake sent to me from Valve before Half-Life 3 comes out. If Valve sent you a cake, wouldn't that be the best thing ever?
Yeah. Well, moving on. So, that wasn't the biggest news of the week. The biggest news of the week was the announcement that Grand Theft Auto 5 will kind of be two games. There's the Grand Theft Auto 5 that we know about, which is the main campaign with the three playable characters.
Correct.
The traditional GTA 4-like storyline, you know. That stuff we all know is coming. And we are already excited for it.
Yeah, well, it's a Grand Theft Auto game.
Guess what? There's more. And it's called Half-Life. It's called Grand Theft Auto Online, and is their multiplayer mode. That they're not just calling a multiplayer mode, they're calling it straight up GTA Online because they're trying to give it MMO trappings.
I was going to say, is it more of a just online version of it, as if you were playing the game and other people were dropping in or dropping out?
Like, no, because there are different storylines. It is a separate story for the online mode than for the campaign. It is the same area you're playing in. But an expanded version that will change over time on Rockstar's whim.
Interesting.
You'll be able to create your own character and customize it Saints Row style. You'll be able to play with actual friends, co-op, whether it be co-op missions or whether competitive play like deathmatch.
Mm-hmm.
You can design your own deathmatches. You can... Yeah, the trailer is really cool, as he mentions here. The trailer shows all the stuff you can do. Because there's stuff like you can make races for your friend. There's like level design tools that you can use within this
world. Sounds really innovative.
Oh, yeah.
I am using that word all the time now. I don't care what you say. It is innovative.
But on top of that, it also has a bunch of stuff that's not even like completely optional. That's not even stuff like buying apartments. Like you can sting and do PlayStation Home in this thing. Buy an apartment, show off your home.
Who would want to do that?
Yep.
Because we know PlayStation Home was such a huge success.
You can
go
bowling with your friends. You can play some ping pong because
you can't
Rockstar
do
already has that engine.
Because you can't really do this in IRL.
In IRL, yeah.
You know, real life.
In real life.
Yes,
in IRL.
In real life.
But yeah, and so it's all sorts of stuff that they're trying to do with this thing. So it looks really crazy.
GTA Sims Edition.
Pretty much.
Basically.
So it seems really, really neat. And if it lives up to all these promises...
I hope it does.
This might be something. This might be even bigger than we all thought it was going
to
be.
Well, that'd be a great thing.
Yeah. So, looking forward to that.
Then moving on to some Square Enix news.
Thief.
Mm-hmm.
That game that no one's really looking forward to.
Mainly because it uses mechanics that have been done in every other game that came out in the past 4 years. It doesn't really have too much unique, except apparently you have arrows that carry water and stuff.
Stuff like that, yeah. Magic, sort of. Magic-y stuff. Well, that game is coming out on February 25th. That is the release date for Thief.
25th, right? Yeah.
25th. February 25th.
Yeah. So that is not going to be coming out this year.
That is a 2014 game. Okay, last story, real quick, is that if you have the PS3 version of Disney Infinity that you picked up this past Sunday. It's kind of locking up right now because of a day one patch that was installed to it. Right now, the quick fix is, according to Disney, if you delete that day one patch, you'll be able to play the game. They're working on a fix that'll come later.
So you ought to wonder, what was in the day one patch that they fixed that would break on yours if you get to that?
I don't know. But yeah, 360 version is not affected.
Wii version
is not affected.
And there's also a Wii version.
Is there a Wii?
I believe there's a Wii version as well.
All right.
I believe they did Wii and Wii U because nobody bought the Wii U.
Maybe. Well, except regardless, everything but the PS3 version is fine. So if you have the PS3, only care if you have the PS3 version. I like the cut of your jib. You're a funny guy. Anyways.
Disney Infinity SimCity Edition.
I like it.
Everything comes with a SimCity Edition these days.
I like that. All right, that's the news.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Not really. There are a couple things that I wanted to talk about, but they're not really newsy. More of just things that I appreciated. But we're going to quickly jump over to new releases coming out this week.
New releases?
Yes. We've got, of course, Disney Infinity that just came out Sunday. Then we've got the Bureau, XCOM Declassified. That is the XCOM shooter game.
Yes, that is the shooter.
That came out on PC, Xbox 360, and PS3. It's also downloadable on the PS3 network.
That's on Tuesday, along with...
Well, hold on.
Along with some innovation.
Well, it's Innovation. Innovation is a word.
Actually, it's spelled with two N's, but you knew that, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Come on. My word is Innovation.
Yeah, that's not spelled with any N's.
I need to get a shirt that just says, I make Innoventions.
Oh, God. No, then they think you work for Disney. Anyways.
Maybe I do. Innovention, exactly like that. With one N.
Sure, why not?
I invented the word, why not?
Yeah.
Then we got Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Blacklist. If you are a fan of the Tom Clancy Splinter Cell series. Well, Tom Clancy made it.
Tom Clancy did not make it.
Great guy.
No, you know what's funny about that is that Ubisoft does not own the name Tom Clancy. They only own the phrase Tom Clancy's with a possessive.
Really?
Yes. They bought the rights to use the words in Tom Clancy's. Not
anyways,
Tom Clancy.
Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Tom Clancy has nothing to do with these games anymore. It's just
they
a brand.
Are just, yes.
It's just a brand.
That is true. Weren't they originally off of the actual book series?
Well, yes. Back then, Tom Clancy actually did have a say in it, like with Rainbow Six.
Yeah.
Like the first Rainbow Six game, like 1997. Yeah.
Well, if you like the series, the new game is coming out tomorrow on 360, PS3, PC, and Wii U.
Yep.
Then we're going to jump over
to...
The bigger release of the week.
At least to us.
Bureau XCOM Declassified. I'm actually excited.
Okay.
A little bit excited for that. That looks good.
Yeah.
But the crazy release...
The one we'll be talking about like crazy when we finally get to play it.
Hopefully he will get a copy
soon. Maybe.
Saints Row... You know what? You can always Redbox. Until we get
That's true. I know it's on Red Fox.
Red Fox?
Yes, it's the comedian, Red Fox.
Yes, you know.
Actually, you're right. I will Red Box that tomorrow.
Well, if it's available tomorrow. Sometimes.
Oh my God.
A little after.
Let's Red Box it, and if we can, and then Game at a Glance it.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe we'll do too.
Yes, Red Fox.
Red Fox down. Anyways, Saints Row 4 is coming out tomorrow for PC, Xbox 360.
So excited right now.
This game looks insane. You know, I might just have to beat you with a big rubber dildo just because. Just because. And while you're dressed as a toilet.
I want this
There's
game.
Only one way to beat someone down with,
I want this game so
with a
bad.
Dildo if they are a toilet.
Yeah.
But more absurdities and insanity will
We're
occur
excited.
In this game.
We're excited, needless to say.
Then we've got a game that Matt is
Dive
excited
Kick.
For
Dive
called
comes
Dive
out.
Kick, and that comes
Tomorrow.
Out for PS3 and PC.
It's a fighting game where you can
where
jump
you
and kick.
And kick.
That's it.
That's about it.
It's awesome.
Something I think is pretty cool is Walking Dead will be available on the PS Vita.
For the first season.
Yeah.
Whole season. And as a bundle with a Vita, I believe, is what they're doing.
With a Vita?
I believe that's what they said they were doing at E3, right? It's the bundle of the first season plus 400 days with a Vita. I think they said that's what they're
doing. Damn it, I might buy a Vita.
No, buy a Vita. We had this discussion. Remember?
But I can take Walking Dead with me wherever
Don't buy a Vita. We had this discussion. We had this discussion.
But I just got done watching House of Cards.
We had this discussion.
And he has one of them, but he's thinking about getting one for his car as well.
We had this discussion. We're not buying a Vita. We don't need to buy a Vita.
I might.
Don't buy a Vita. Don't buy a Vita.
I buy everything.
Don't buy a Vita.
So,
anyways.
Those are the new games coming out this week.
Those are those.
There are, of course, great games coming out the week after and the week after that. It is a killer lineup coming
killer.
Up. Personally, besides Saints Row 4, the main game that I am looking forward to playing is Diablo 3. I will be purchasing on Xbox 360. It is available already on PC, of course. But I am an achievement whore, so I will be looking at getting it on Xbox 360. Yes,
whore.
I am a whore. So, that being said, those are the new releases.
Yep.
And we're going to kick it off then over to the review of the week.
Yes. And in light of how much time we have already... kept on this podcast, I'm gonna try to keep the review a little light, which is fine because this game, you know, it's not super in depth. So I played Dragon's Crown for the PS3, and for context, if you don't know what this game is, so
this is a PS3 exclusive, right?
It's PS3 and Vita dual release.
PlayStation
crossplay though. Crossplay is not supported. However, cross saves are. So if you happen to know somebody who has the Vita version of the game, you can import your save from the PS3 version if you have cloud support.
Okay.
Anyways, but that's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say was, is that if you not need context for what Dragon's Crown is, it's a company, the developer's called Vanillaware, and they're kind of known for, at least for the last 10 years, of doing games that are 2D and use very impressive art.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of like the showpiece. If you want to show off 2D art on your console, you get Vanillaware to make a game. So they did a couple games for PS2. They did a game that came out for Wii last year or 2 years ago or something that got pretty big praise. This is their newest. So Dragon's Crown is a beat-em-up, similar to Charlie Murder, which I talked about earlier. It's sort of like, one of those, except with an RPG twist. So just like sort of like Scott Pilgrim, you're leveling up your characters as you play. But even more in kind of an RPG way, because there's a class system.
There's class system, there's stats, mm-hmm. There's upgradable weapons. It is very RPG.
Yeah, there's a town that you sell your stuff in. You have to appraise items to find out what they are. You have to, you could travel with party members that you resurrect. It's very RPG, very Japanese. The storyline, if there really is one, is kind of Japanese.
That's what you have to really get into, storyline.
Yeah, it's like...
In an average RPG these days, there really isn't much story.
There's a dragon, there's a crown. The dragon's crown has something to do with the royal family. The king suffers an untimely fate, and so you have to kind of deal with the royal family's tribulations along with your other kind of side quest stuff.
So is the point of the game to slay the dragon, take the crown?
Eventually, at some point, supposedly.
So
it kind of meanders.
It's really the Hobbit without a crown.
Sort of. The game's story doesn't really tell you right away what it's going to eventually become. It's more of those wait to see what happens kind of thing. It almost plays like a TV show in a weird way. And it almost wants you to play it like that, because it's set up in a very, very traditional structure, which is you're in town, you go to a dungeon, you come back to the same town, you go to a dungeon. Same town, dungeon, rinse,
repeat.
Sounds
like a snoozeville almost.
Well, that's saved by the fact that the game is actually fun to play.
Okay.
It's a loot game, as he's saying. It's very Diablo. It's a loot game where you're, in every dungeon you get, like, you have a guy that follows you around that unlocks treasure chests for you. You get letter ratings, depending on your guy's level, of how cool the treasure is going to be from E to A, or to S, even. I haven't gotten any S treasure yet.
Uh-huh.
And so as he levels up, you get better treasures, better weapons. I was playing as an elf who is the archer in this game, archer class.
Usually
so
are.
I was upgrading my bow every time I would go
to the stereotypical to give an elf a bow.
Pretty much. But there's also like temporary weapons you can pick up for a brief time and use, like a crossbow or like a dagger. There's skill points you can attribute. Very basic RPG stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, the game itself is really fun to play. It's not as annoying as some beat-em-ups get. In fact, I'm glad I kind of played Charlie Murder, because I was kind of able to compare two versions
similar
of how the beat-em-up mechanics concept work in 2013.
Uh-huh.
Dragon's Crown's more forgiving. The setup is you don't get hit as much as you do hit others. There is a dodge button you don't have to use it that much. It's very set up, especially as a ranged character. I was more of a strategic kind of character. In fact, they tell you straight up which characters are made for beginners and which are not. The elf, surprisingly enough, is supposed to be for advanced players, because I guess it's faster, it doesn't have as many melee attacks, and it's spec'd for you to rely on your bow. So the other classes, like the sorceress or the wizard, are more for noobs, because it's like magic attacks that are both ranged and up close, and they're more, they have like a staff or something that's more useful up front.
Okay.
So it definitely there's stuff to play with. You play you roll with a troop of four, which when you're playing by yourself can be AI characters that you pick up in the dungeons. But there's also an online mode play where you can play with your friends co-op.
You know what's weird? You talking about this makes me want to break out my PSP and play some more Final Fantasy Tactics. Even though I know it's
not at all the same
anything
game
like it, in my mind I'm going, I want to play Final Fantasy Tactics.
Because it's got that kind of RPG clutch.
I think I'm
going to
do that after
it.
This video. I'm gonna play some Tactics.
Anyways,
go on.
It's... overall, I mean, it's fun. I had a lot of fun with it. It's not super special. I mean, the art is beautiful. it has a neat little thing where there's a free downloadable thing right now where you can download different voices for your narrator. Your narrator by default is some generic dude narrator, but you can download where it's the voice of your character. So I ended up, and that's free right now for like I guess the first month. And where you can like, so you can have your character's voice tell you the story of the game. The story's really boring so far. There's a bunch of magic stuff that I haven't really looked into yet, which anybody can use. There's something called there's a rune mechanic that if you see runes written on the walls in a dungeon, you can click on them. That's the other thing that's weird about this game. So if I remember correctly, at one point this game was going to be a Wii game, and you can see elements of that still in the game itself. The game has a cursor that you can use, and this works great on the Vita version, supposedly, because it's a touchscreen. So the game will often have you clicking on things. The way that
it
feels like
you would have it do it is with the Wiimote. Right, is
On the Wiimote, you would just kind of.
See. So you feel like that didn't really get implemented well into the
on
controller.
The PS3 version. No, because it's just it'll just randomly the game will say, "Hey, move your cursor." You don't have to do it super often, like. It's actually, in a way, kind of borrowed from, if you remember, in Mario Galaxy, you remember the star mode that you're a second player could play?
Yes, and you could move it around and collect stuff.
There's
whatever.
That, except that you have to do it, where there's stuff in the background, there's treasure in the background that's hidden under sparkly spots, and if you move your cursor manually over these sparkly spots and press the left trigger button, it'll make treasure appear. It's a silly mechanic that feels like it's left over from something. And that, but again, if you're playing on Vita, it makes total sense, though. See something glitter? Touch it.
It's weird. As you're describing it, I'm not exactly getting excited to play it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is it's not really super special, like I said. It's not special. It's
pretty
not thrilling.
Generic.
It's not generic, though. It's just, it's not like, oh my god, I'm so excited about this game. It's a solid RPG experience that'll keep a lot of your time. It's a time killer. It's a very long game, which is weird for beat 'em up because they're not really known for being long.
Okay.
It's you can get really into it if you want to, but if you don't, you can play it in short bursts and still be okay. In fact, like I said, it's almost set up that way because there's only so many times you could return to the same town before it gets kind of annoying. That's pretty much Dragon's Crown. I mean, it's a serviceable RPG beat 'em up, and it's beautiful if you want to show off your PS3. So, yeah. I'd probably give it, if I was to score it, 3.5.
Okay.
So it's a little better than average. It's fun. It's just not, oh my god, this game is good. Like, oh my god, I have to
tell
everybody
about this
game.
Not something you run out and you must buy immediately and tell your friends they must buy it.
It's solid. Okay. It's something you should probably try out used if it sounds like something you'd like.
Well,
so, yeah.
There you go. There's a review on Dragon's Crown. It's a 3.5.
Yeah. I almost gave it a 4, but then I'm like, how about this? If it sounds like something you'd like, it's probably a 4 to you.
No, we're not doing that. It's a 3.5.
But to me, 3.5.
It's a 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, we're going to wrap things up for the evening. Thanks for... I was going to say tuning in, but that sounds really awkward. Thanks for joining
typing
us
in.
On Four Credits Podcast. This is Chris and this is Matt.
Yeah, they're all going to be this long from now on, probably.
We're going to have reviews practically every single week for you guys.
It's
going to
be real long.
By the way, I think I'm going to start... I think I'm going to start taking the YouTube videos and marking where... the trailer or where the review is and then putting it down in the description, we reviewed blah 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 this week, and then they can just click on that if they want to quick travel to the review for the week. If they don't even want to watch the entire week, they can just check out our review.
You know what's the funniest part about all this?
What?
We were the most focused we've ever been on this podcast, and it still was our longest. Time.
I know.
We didn't go off topic once, except for right now.
Well, no, we went to interventions and
bird teams.
Okay, but
that's
little stuff. Yeah, no, it wasn't like
we were actually
Cyrus
really focused.
Or My Little Ponies.
We were so focused. It was laser sight. And Mike wasn't here to see it.
Hey, we had a viable podcast about gaming.
I'm going to text him.
Okay, hey, well, hey, before
let's
you
end
do
the
that,
podcast
let's
first.
Go ahead and end this.
All right,
you guys...
so catch us on our website at 4credits.com. You can follow us on Facebook at our Facebook page. Facebook.com/4creditspodcast. Follow us on Twitter. We're @4credits. Search us on YouTube. Just search 4 credits in the search bar. And I think that's it.
That's it. All right. And with that note, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Peace.